3:06 on WA Day on 882.6BR Sports Today with Brad and Carl for yesloans.com.au. I know it would have been his day off, but no doubt he would have slipped down to East Fremantle Oval today to see the Bulldogs smash the East Fremantle Moss Street Fairies. Hello, Ross Lyon.
Hello, Brad. How are you?
Did you get down there and have a look?
Wrong oval. I went to the wrong ground, South Fremantle, mate. I've been looking for 8 hours for them.
Hey, Ross, you continued your great form on the weekend. Did you sit back at some stages as the coach? I know you would have been well and truly into the game, but did you just sit back and marvel at Dangerfield versus Fife?
Oh, not quite. I marveled at Fifey. I was cursing at Dangerfield.
It was an interesting setup, wasn't it? Because they seemed to be starting as immediate opponents and then working off each other and crossing paths quite often, but it was just phenomenal. I thought, Ross, that perhaps Fife took the points in the end. I thought his last quarter was superb.
Yeah, Louis' last quarter was superb, no doubt about that. His ability to endure, I think he went 22 minutes straight. Like, he's an enormous... People just don't realise how big a runner he is. He's an elite runner, and he's such a big, strong man. So, really pleased that... look, the whole team... Nathan probably from the start was solid, but the whole team was up and down a little bit. But after halftime, we gathered ourselves and played a lot better footy. But the first half, by the opening sort of salvo, where we hit the scoreboard pretty quick, I thought, you know, we're just paddling there for a while and Adelaide were pretty good.
Playing resilient footy, a good hard footy, and, you know, blokes like Nick Subin and Pierce, Daniel Pierce, you know, really getting their hands dirty, Ross, when it counted, 13 tackles between them.
Yeah, they did work hard, no doubt. Ballas, Subin and Pierce, along with Gary Gibbertson, really added some grunt to his game. You know, he was really strong. So when those guys are your leading tacklers, and with Fifey, you're in pretty good shape. So you can't always get the ball. Hayden worked hard, didn't fall his way, but I thought his work rate was still really high.
Wasn't the perfect game for you, Ross. Your entries into the forward 50, particularly when they had an extra back there, you just found it a little bit hard to negotiate at times, and it was coming out pretty quick.
Yeah, we're disappointed with the way we positioned down there. We've normally been better than that, but we spoke about it at halftime, and we come out and hit the scoreboard. Once we made them defend a bit, we hit the scoreboard pretty quick. We kicked three really quick ones and five for the quarter. I think 10 entries, 6 shots. So we sort of fixed that up a bit. But a few of the guys in the last quarter went away from what we're doing. So we'll look at that tomorrow and just show them how that worked and it didn't work.
Did the conditions deceive you a little bit? You probably had one too many talls. I think at one stage you probably would have liked to have taken Mazungu in, I suppose.
Yeah, we sort of spoke about that. And look, we're pretty keen to keep banging games into Tabernar and Clark. And it was Julian Greasy the week before. And Tabernar, he was the one that should have kept going, but because Clarkie could keep the ruck tandem up, we didn't want to sort of run Aaron into the ground. So Tabs unfortunately got subbed. It probably should have been Clarkie on contribution, but because of it. So I spoke to young Matthew that, you know, train up your ruck work, so next time it'll be Clarkie and not you.
How's Sandy travelling? He's been doing a lot of work, 69 hit-outs on the weekend, but a lot of contest around the ground.
Yeah, that's what we pay him to do. So he'll keep doing it. We'll keep paying him.
Hey, what did you say to Michael Walters at halftime? Because he was very lean in the first. Like, he wasn't alone, but he was very, very lean for his standards in the first half.
Nah, those Group 1 winners, mate. You just give them a little kick up and a little tap on the bum
stare.
And away they go. Yeah, that's all. But look, to be truthful, he was working hard in the first half. But again, it was that structure and lack of positioning by our talls on their plus ones. So once we fix that up, he come to the fore. So we'll blame the talls for that one.
How did you go with your coaches' votes? Did you give it to Fife or did you give it to Dangerfield?
Are you allowed to sell us?
Yeah, I can say whatever I want, can't I?
Yeah.
That's
okay.
What coaches do. You
good.
Can take us whenever you like. You
yeah.
Say whatever you want when you want. Yeah. No, without being silly about it, certainly I thought Fife in the end, his last quarter, but both coaches would have had Dangerfield and Fife starting together, and then when they split, someone to go and pick him up. So both sides really didn't go to the good player to pick him up and cover for him. So, I gave it to Fife. I think Dangerfield. I thought Laird was fantastic for them.
Ross.
And Van Burlo was very good for them as well, and I put Aaron in the votes.
Just on the AFL Coach Association, Fife's already 27 votes clear. Have you ever seen that in your life? You've been involved in coaching for a long time.
Well, I haven't sort of tracked it,
to
be truthful. Yeah. But what I do know is that it's It's a very good. I think Gazza wouldn't have been far away from those sort of figures, would he?
No,
I wouldn't have thought. He's handy.
Now, have you seen the letter today from Mark Evans? Players leading with their heads into the tackling player or near stationary player will be given prior opportunity if they don't get rid of it by hand or foot, holding the ball.
Yeah, well, they call that driving with your head.
Yeah.
And it used to be they'd give you a few steps, three steps, you could drive and you wouldn't get pinned. But they've narrowed the distance, so if you really keep your head down and move towards it, obviously on purpose, you'll get pinned for prior opportunity. And probably get even harder, I think, if it continues, because of the danger with it, it would never happen nowadays, would it? You're too scared to. So, you know, it's almost, you know, it could go almost a free kick against, couldn't it, if you're charging at them and causing that sort of thing. So, look, I think it's a really good adjustment, smart adjustment by the AFL.
Ross, everywhere I go, and I'm sure you go, people keep asking, when's Zach Dawson going to be back? There was a noise around he might have re-injured his wrist, and where's Anthony Morabito?
Well, you're very good, Brad. You might as well sit in with us in our medical. Perth's a very small town, isn't it? Dawson looks
not
like
when you're in Melbourne.
yeah, that's what they call the Facebook iPhones, mate. he'll miss. I think we'll release it on our website. I'm not sure we have because West Australian Day. He'll have surgery. He's broken his thumb, so he'll have a bit of a pin put in. Yeah, so as always, luck. Very accurate, Brad.
No, what about Morabito? Noises around that he mightn't play again this year. Everybody wants to know about Morabito. They feel a lot of empathy for him.
In to 3AW earlier in the evening, I got asked a question. So Anthony and I had lunch at Bread in Common, wonderful Fremantle restaurant, last Friday, and just to check in. He's got bone bruising, so...
What was the name of that restaurant
really
again?
Bread in Common.
Ka-ching.
And,
like a free lunch.
Well, that's the thing, it's a free lunch. Someone always pays. First rule of economics, Brad. So he's got some bone bruising. That's Julian Fowler's, the surgeon in Melbourne, and consulting with guys from London, Melbourne, and the Perth surgeon, the eminent surgeons here. He just needs more time for the bone bruising to settle. So he'll be unlikely, or really, the way we discuss it, he's boxing and riding, and he's waiting for, once it settles, he'll start running, but he'll be at a disadvantage for the rest of the year, obviously.
Richmond Friday night, mate. They've won three in a row. They've started to get their game going.
No, they're a very good team, aren't they? And there's a couple of games during the year that they had a lot more entries in their oppo and lost. So what they've done, they've tweaked their ball use, a little bit more control, not giving it up as easily, not getting scored against as easily. So they've adjusted really quite smartly, and they're going to be a real handful.
What do you feel? There's the obvious ones, which are Cochin,
Martin
and also Deledio. But Ellis seems to be getting a bit of the ball, isn't he? Would you think about, Clancy Pearce or someone just maybe just sitting with him for a little while?
Well, we haven't tagged anyone since round one. And I don't think we're going to tag... We don't tag Dangerfield. I don't think we're going to tag Ellis. So, but always we keep an eye on it. We've got guys that can go to them and close them down if we need to. But at this stage, we'll back our team defence in.
Team defence been really good. I mean, only seven goals you conceded on the weekend. And
it should have been more, though. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't, though, was it? Because you kept that pressure on.
No, but the scoreboard was not always an accurate reflection.
Yeah, they missed a couple of softies, didn't they?
Yeah. But, keep going. Sorry. Yeah.
No, I was just going to say. But, I mean, you can only, allow the opposition as many shots as you did on the weekend. Now, Richmond are one of those teams that probably haven't taken the opportunities that have been presented before them.
Yeah, look, I haven't drilled in too much to them, but Deledio's a special player, so he's back in. And people don't understand, or they do. I think one super player like that, just the load when he's there gets spread, and when he's not there, the load that goes on Cochin and Martin and, Miles and Ellis and those guys is significant. So him in playing pretty good footy just really pops them up, and all of a sudden Edwards starts to play well, and, Rewalt gets a bit better supply, and they all just look a bit better. And obviously with Chaplin, who missed a few, just steadies their defence, and so they're a very competent team. You don't win 10 games in a row like they did without being a very, very good team. So, we're going to have to lift a lot more than we did in the first half last week.
Ross, you're unbeaten. We know that. You've had 18 players play every game. Is there any necessity or need to make any changes this week?
Well, I'm still finishing our review. So the players will do the review tomorrow. Peel had a disappointing performance, but young players will do that. But I think, you know, we travelled Mzungu. I think, you know, De Boer played quite well. Crozier played quite well. We're really keen to get them some football. And they're the main sort of guys, De Boer, Mzungu, Crozier, and obviously our tools in Griffin and Hannah. So, look, Spurs a bit sore. He had that badly corked leg. So, but we're hopeful he'll come up. But, you know, it's a good... Tommy Sheridan was super when he came on. So it's more than likely unchanged, but we've got to get through the week.
Mate, as we let you go, we're having Michael Johnson on tomorrow night, 200 games. Mm. Your thoughts?
Oh, look, he's really... Since I walked through the door, all he's done is train hard and play to an incredibly high level. He's a very unique player. You know, 196, beautiful and clean, and his decision-making and plays really well in the big games. You know, finals. Plays well every week, but in finals football, stands up and doesn't regress. So, has been significant in my tenure at Fremantle, and I love coaching him.
Is he better than you thought, looking in from the outside before you got there?
I knew he was very talented, and I knew he'd had a super year 4 years prior to me getting here. And, you know, again, he got himself lean and fit and has been able to play his best footy. So all we do is provide an environment and give an opportunity. And, look, I hardly speak to him either. The good ones, I just let him go, mate. To be, you know what it's like. You don't want to get in your way.
Who do you talk to?
The little boy, Josh, he loves me. It's a very narrow field. I don't go very wide.
Good on you, Ross. Thanks for your time on the holiday. We really appreciate it, and good luck on Friday night against the Tigers.
Thanks, Brad. Thanks, Kelsey.